coming at you from my parents' basement in the eastern townships in Quebec. This is The Recency Bias, a production of rabbithabs.com and the Montreal Bias Podcast. You can find us, as always, on the Montreal Bias Podcast feed on iTunes, as well as on Stitcher. Zach Vanoss, along with you here, managing editor for Rabbit Habs, and yes, indeed, in my parents' basement to prove that I am a blogger. All you thought, ooh, attic, he's got attic money. Nope. Also, can go back to my roots in the basement. Habs win 3-1 over a lousy New Jersey Devils team on Friday night. We were talking about the Canadians had some weak competition coming up for the final 2 weeks of January on last pod, and evidently they did a good job of getting out in front of that and grabbing 2 points against the lowly Devils last night. 3-1 the final there. 28-13-6 now for the Habs on the season for 62 points. Still first in the division, obviously, fourth in the East, and sixth overall in the NHL. Washington Capitals have now eclipsed the top spot overall in the NHL. 66 points. They're starting to look like the team they looked like last year. As usual, Capitals peak in at the perfect time, January. Well, listen, that's a good team. It is a really good team they got there. But what do you do if you're a Caps fan and you see that they're flying high once again? Knowing that inevitably, or at least it feels like inevitably, they wind up losing in the playoffs. So, interested to see they're taking over the top spot at 66. Canadians aren't far off the pace. 3-goal performance on Friday night. Galchenyuk with his 11th. Shea Weber with number 11 on the season as well. And Max Pacioretty put number 21 into the net. As Radulov picked up 3 points. Galchenyuk as well with a 3-point night. New Jersey Devils only got off 3 shots in the first period, 5 in the second, and in garbage time only, once the Canadians were clearly sitting back, they managed to get 9 shots total in the third, but a very, very easy night for Al Montoya in between the pipes. You got to think Carey Price was like, damn, I could have used that, get a little bit of confidence back. But they got a chance to take it on the Buffalo Sabres on Saturday night. If the Canadians keep the pedal to the metal, the way they dominated the Devils, and they shouldn't have any trouble on Saturday night. Let's say, absolutely complete dominant performance. I mean, there wasn't a lot to take out of that game. What were we taking away from it? That the Montreal Canadiens are significantly better than the New Jersey Devils. They toyed with them the whole time. It took them a little while to break it open. 1-1 tie for a bit. Well, right into the third, but it was, I mean, it wasn't close. This was one of the more dominating performances, certainly when you look at the underlying stats of the entire season. Canadians owned that game. I don't think there was a single member of the Skating Habs who was below 50% on Corsi in the night. So, very, very dominant performance. 3 goals actually seemed like not enough, considering they owned it the whole time. And yeah, it took a while before they finally broke that game open and walked away with it. But you could tell the whole time it was mostly a matter of time. There was no way they were going to hold the fort. And if they did, it was going to take a monster, monster performance from Kincaid. So even the power play looked good. Power play looked like it was clicking last night. We saw some good stuff out there. As AJ points out in the recap from Habs Game Blog, Andrew Shaw not getting as much power play time last night. Perhaps just coincidental. But it looked good when it was Pacioretty, Galchenyuk and Radulov leading with Bouillier and Weber providing the blue line support there. Now, Canadians just have to keep marching to the same drumbeat that is beat bad teams. Buffalo Sabres at the Bell Center tonight, as I mentioned, they're last place in the division right now, 18-18-9. They got Robin Leonard's going to be between the pipes. This is a lowly team. I know you played last night, but back-to-back, not an excuse when your back-to-backs are A. You only, 9 plus 5 plus 3 is 17. That's 17 total shots, and let's go ahead and call maybe 13 of those real shots at best that the Devils got off. It wasn't an exhausting performance in New Jersey. Now you got the Sabres. Keep the hammer down. Don't let up. Beat another bad team Saturday night. That's it. I know this is a pretty short one today. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what else we were supposed to take away from last night's game. It's a good team, plays a bad team, and beats them the way they're supposed to beat them. I mean, look what happened between Pittsburgh and Carolina. 7-1 last night, the Penguins pounded Carolina. That's what you got to do when you're trying to be one of the top teams in the NHL and you come into to crap competition like the Devils or the Sabres. Got to get your points. Can't have those nights off, because you're gonna have nights where you play, for instance, a game against the Penguins the other night, and you're gonna get beat. You can't afford to be giving up points when you're playing the likes of the Devils and the Sabres and the Islanders and whoever else they got coming up in the next few games. So, back at it, CP between the pipes tonight. We'll see. Maybe this is a big bounce-back performance for him. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter at ZachDropsTweets. Follow the Montreal Bias at the Montreal Bias. And, of course, Rabbit Habs is at Rabbit Habs. Be checking that out for a whole bunch of material coming up this week. A lot of good content coming your way. Of course, as I've been asking a lot lately, would love to hear from you wherever you're listening. Just starting to get a map of where people are listening to the recency bias from. Great to know everybody's out there and starting to get some back and forth between some of the listeners. Would love to hear, as always, what you think about the recency bias, what you want to hear more of, what you want to hear less of, unless what you want to hear less of is me. Actually, no. Even if that's the case, because I've heard some people say we should get some guests, and we're going to try and do that. Working out ways, obviously a little difficult with the fact that we generally, not on a Saturday, but generally record these quite early in the morning. A little bit of a challenge to put together, but we'll figure out a way. We'll make sure to drop some guests in coming up. I know we're going to want to have Ian Boisvert, who's the deputy editor over at Rabbit Habs. He was at the New Jersey Devils game on Friday night, so maybe we'll have a little chat with him next week about what it was like to be there for an easy win for the Canadiens, checking him out on the road. Alrighty, that'll do us for this one. Until then, take care.